Colorado and Washington State have already legalized marijuana. And if Senator Jamie Raskin has his way, Maryland will legalize it too.
We want the government to put the drug dealers out of business by regulating and taxing marijuana.
His bill, the Marijuana Taxation and Regulation Act of 2014, would make pot use legal for adults over 21 years old. It would also bring cultivation, processing, and sale of the plant under state regulation and bring the state as much as $135 million a year in taxes. Raskin says that after 40 years of the war on drugs, both supply and demand for marijuana is strong.
We've succeeded only in ruining the work records and the resumes of tens of thousands of our own citizens and sending a lot of them to jail and ruining a lot of people's lives.
Maryland has one of the highest rates of marijuana arrests in the country, but Sarah Love from the ACLU says those arrests are far from equal.
Across the state, in every county, blacks are more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites, even though blacks and whites use marijuana at comparable rates.
Attitudes about pot are changing. A Goucher University poll found a slim majority of the state supports legalization. 8 in 10 Marylanders support decriminalizing pot possession, and 9 in 10 support medical marijuana. Law enforcement was well represented at the hearing, some for, many against. Harford County State's Attorney Joe Cassily says advocates are rushing to change pot laws before the negative consequences of legalization are seen in Colorado and Washington.
Let's wait, let's study, let's collect the evidence that we think is going to be generated, and then we can come back and have a discussion that's based on scientific evidence and not anecdotal comments from a bunch of potheads.
Senator James Brochin expressed a hesitation shared by others on the Judicial Proceedings Committee that the cost of legalizing marijuana may be that it tells kids it's okay to get high.
When you normalize the behavior and you treat it like tobacco or you treat it like alcohol, you're introducing it to a lot of people that would have, you know, maybe not even given a second thought. And now you're culturally saying as a society, this is fine.
The committee was much more supportive of a bill to decriminalize pot use. Under that bill, adults caught with less than 10 grams of pot would get a $100 ticket and no criminal record. Senator Alan Kittleman co-sponsored the bill. He says it'll free up law enforcement officers from wasting time in court.
Individuals who have such small amounts of marijuana don't really pose a threat to society, and they take an awful lot of resources from our police departments.
A similar bill made it through the Senate last year, but it died in the House. House Speaker Mike Bush says he doesn't think either bill will pass this year. He appointed a task force to study the effects of changing marijuana laws. And he says it's smart to see the results before making any of those changes.
I think that while we're getting as much information as we can this year, I think it'll be determined in the future whether we go in that direction or not, but certainly not this year.
Even if the state doesn't legalize or decriminalize the drug this year, many proponents of reforming Maryland's pot laws say a debate was started, a debate that they're sure will lead to legal weed. I'm Christopher Connolly, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.